Test 74, Section 3, Question 7. Here we're looking for what will logically complete the argument. And what we get is that we've got this study where patients who are waiting to hear back on whether they're going to need surgery had less pain from that condition than people who knew what type of treatment they would receive. And so basically, you have less pain if you're not sure what's going to happen than if you do. Then it says, assuming that this uncertainty is more stressful than knowing what one's future holds. Okay, so if we assume that your not knowing is more stressful, then that's going to say that the stress may be in some way helpful to having less pain, which seems a little weird, but that's where the evidence seems to point. So, a stress sometimes reduces the amount of pain a heart patient experiences. Well, that's decent. And because that could say that stress might be helpful. Also, notice the word strength is super weak. Sometimes reduces the amount of pain. So I'm going to hold on to that. B, the pain experienced by heart patients is beneficial. It's not about that the pain being beneficial, because the pain is for the people who know what's happening, and we don't know that there's any benefit from that. Severity of a condition is usually worsened by withholding information from a patient about the treatment. We don't have anything about the severity of the treatment, and if anything, it might be lessened because people who don't know have less pain. D, stress is probably an effect rather than a cause of reduced blood flow to the heart. Well, that's not really what we're going for here, because they're already saying, assuming stress is, or that this is stressful. So they're actually saying that stress comes from not knowing rather than something else. Heart patients suffering from reduced blood flow who are experienced pain from the condition are more likely to require surgery than those who are not. We can't make that distinction. We know those that have already are still waiting have less pain, but we don't know that those who have pain are more likely to require surgery. We just know that it's saying are more likely to have pain than those who didn't know, not about what that outcome would be. And so therefore, answer choice A is definitely our best one.